This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver will pay more than $1 million to six protesters who say they were injured by Denver police 3 years ago. City Council approved the payments Monday. According to lawyers on the case like Andy McNulty, police fired tear gas and other weapons at nonviolent Black Lives Matter protesters.
These settlements show this is a huge problem that hasn't been addressed in a real meaningful way.
So far in 2023, Denver has paid out more than $9 million in claims involving police. The Los Alamos County Sheriff has fired two employees for tasing a handcuffed man and lying about it in official reports. The two officers tased the man as he was trying to comply with their orders during a traffic stop in Trinidad last fall. The man was never charged with anything, and he is now suing the sheriff's department. Public comment before the Denver School Board will be limited to 2 hours for now. Board President Sochi Gaitan calls it temporary and reasonable until the board drafts permanent limits. She says some comment sessions have stretched to midnight or 1 in the morning.
We've gone on for hours upon hours, and we really need to consider that we respect each other's time. We're respecting the time of our staff.
The school district board holds one regular public comment session per month. Many school districts across the state have total time limits of 1 or 2 hours. A family business that spans 5 generations is recognized as a centennial farm in Colorado. The annual award recognizes farms and ranches that have been in business for at least 100 years and still operate. David Amen founded Amen Angus Farms in northeastern Colorado in 1915. His great-granddaughter, Wendy Lewis, credits family ties for the farm's success.
What a great privilege it is to always be surrounded by our family and to have us continue to just be invested in agriculture. It's pretty exciting for us.
History Colorado presented 25 centennial awards at the recent Colorado State Fair. Next on Morning Edition, what Russia may get from North Korea as the leaders of those two countries meet this week. This is CPR News.